This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by the Parent House. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here today. Eric Johnson is the communications specialist for the city of Roseburg. Thanks for coming in.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Kyle.
It's a newly created position, so explain what you're going to be doing, what you're going to be working on.
Yeah, so like you said, it's a brand new position with the city of Roseburg, so my title is communication specialist. So some of the things that I'll be working on is media relations, so doing what I'm doing right now, interviewing with you. Sending press releases, creating press releases, managing the city's social media channels like Facebook and Twitter, creating newsletters, updating and managing the city's website, and just being the general face of the city.
And when did you begin?
I began on December 2nd of last year, so I've been in my position for just under 2 months.
And talk about your work background, some of the things you've done before.
Yeah, so previous to this position, I was the public relations coordinator for the city of Lincoln City. I held that position for about 5.5 years. I specifically worked in a department of the city, the Visitor and Convention Bureau, and they actually renamed themselves Explore Lincoln City. So I did mostly public relations kind of from a tourism marketing perspective. But a funny thing happened. Over the course of 5 years, I started to kind of get pulled into other departments of the city, like planning, public works, the police department, parks and rec. And in that process, you know, I discovered a passion for municipal government. And so I found out about this position with the city of Roseburg, and here I am.
So what was your background before Lincoln City?
Before Lincoln City, so before that, I was the executive director of the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce. So I was there for about 2 years. So I got a crash course in nonprofit management and living and working out on the coast. You can kind of see a pattern here. I've had jobs out on the coast. I'm actually a coast native. I'm from Astoria originally. I graduated there, went to Oregon State University, where I got my bachelor's in marketing, and I got my master's in business administration.
So what was it about this position that attracted you?
So I think what attracted me to this position was kind of like what I alluded to before. When I was in Lincoln City, I started getting involved in other projects with other departments. And when that happened, I kind of got an education on how municipal government works and all the services that it provides. And I was like, gosh, wouldn't it be cool to do PR for like a whole city, like be like a PIO. You see a lot of, especially bigger city governments have a public information officer. And so I was like, wow, this might be kind of cool. So I started researching and I found that the League of Oregon Cities post regular job updates on their website. And lo and behold, here was the position from Roseburg. And I thought, oh gosh, that sounds really cool. I should apply for it.
So what kind of knowledge did you have, if any, about Roseburg before you came down here to interview?
You know, to be honest with you, not that much. I mean, my probably the furthest memories I can think of Roseburg was so my mom was a school teacher in the Astoria area, and her parents, well, my grandparents lived in Eureka, California. And when I was a kid, you know, my mom being a teacher got summers off, we would take a road trip down to Eureka. And where did we stop halfway? Roseburg. So we'd stay in Roseburg. You know, it was usually during the summer, like June, July. So I just have childhood memories of Roseburg, you know, dipping my toes in the Umpqua, walking around town. So those are some of my earliest memories. And so when, really, to be honest with you, when, so flash forwarding to today, when I saw that position, I saw Roseburg, it really tickled a lot of those childhood memories for me.
And then I imagine you kind of got online and Googled around and looked at different things about Roseburg and all of that too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what really surprised me is that Roseburg is kind of a, there's so much great stuff around it. I mean, we've got all these great world-class wineries. There's 30 wineries in the area. I had no idea. We've got the North Umpqua Trail. I'm a big runner and hiker, so that was fantastic. Get to go check out the North Umpqua. It's just, you know, right in our backyard. You know, waterfall trails, Watson Falls, Tokiti, is it Tokiti or Tokiti?
Tokiti.
Tokenee. Okay, I want to get that right. Tokenee Falls. I mean, and the coast is just a little over an hour away. Bandon, which is this cute, charming little coastal town. You can go north to Eugene and do the big city stuff, and go down south and, you know, check out, you know, other parts of southern Oregon. So it's really a great centrally located area for all this fun outdoor recreation.
Well, I think the idea of having what has now become a communication specialist in name be part of the city staff had been out there for a while. It really moved forward when Nikki Messenger became city manager, and right in that transition process, that was something that she had brought up at a meeting I went to, and I'm sure other communications with the council and folks as well. And certainly a number of folks on the council, it felt like it was time to do something like that, that Roseburg had gotten bigger and things were changing, and some of the old methods, for instance, there was a few years ago, there was a very much of a reluctance to even have a city Facebook page, and people wondered if, you know, if city government should be doing that, things like that. But march forward, everybody's gotten used to the reality of the technology that's there,
right,
and more ready to utilize it to communicate with people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the PR landscape has changed so much, specifically for municipal government. You mentioned Facebook and social media. I mean, in today's digital world, the news cycle is 24/7. It never sleeps. You know, in the old days, you used to, you know, type out a press release on a typewriter and you'd mail it to the newspaper and hope that they would pick up the story and run it. Well, now, you know, you've got 24/7. You got reporters working around the clock. You've got Facebook, where people are always commenting and posting stuff. So, you know, it really behooves city government to have somebody kind of, you know, be that filter and, you know, be able to manage all that information that's coming in and out. So what's really great is that, you know, the city council and the city manager recognize that, hey, this is something that we need to invest in. So, you know, really, the thing for me is that being the communication specialist, being the face of the city, I'm sort of the drum beater for the city. So I'm the face of the city. If there's a project going on with the city, I'm the one that gets the word out to folks. Let them know, hey, we got this new street improvement project coming up. You know, we got this new park that's getting renovated. Being the face of the community and letting folks know about all the great things that we've got going on.
So as part of the city administration staff, you're working with the city manager, Nikki Messenger, and at least a couple of other people as well, fairly closely.
Yeah, so it's myself, our city manager, Nikki Messenger, our city recorder, Amy Soa, our human resources director, John Van Winkle, and then we have two management techs, Corey and Autumn. So we're a small team, we're lean and mean, but what's really great is that we're a good team. We have each other's back and we work together.
So what's your view of the rest of the city staff and maybe city government just in general? I mean, every town, how it operates is a little bit different.
Yeah, everyone's a little bit different. Coming from the city of Lincoln City to here, yeah, the you know, operations is very different. I will tell you that one of the things that I've noticed, you know, first impressions are very important. And probably one of my big first impressions is the fact that all the city staff work together as a team to solve problems. You know, nobody is, you know, talking in a vacuum. Everybody's communicating with each other internally and helping each other out. And one of the big kind of visual examples that you see of this is at the city council meetings. So when, you know, if you can imagine, you know, a typical city council meeting, you've got the city councilors seated in the back, and then you have Nikki sitting up front in front of the microphone, and then behind her are all the department heads. We're all sitting right by her in solidarity. So that's a great example of how we work together as a team.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. The communications specialist for the city of Roseburg, Eric Johnson, with us. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming at 1 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Don't forget the big blood drive tomorrow morning in our parking lot. That'll be going from 9 to noon. More about that and how to get signed up at 541radio.com. Eric Johnson is a communications specialist for the city of Roseburg, on the job for just a few weeks. We were talking before the break about all the changes in social media and in communication. What are some of the things that you plan to do? I've noticed, in fact, much more of an active presence, for instance, with the city Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the big projects that I'll be working on in the next couple of years, this was actually identified during our council goal setting, was developing a citywide communications plan. So I'm going to be developing a communications plan that's, you know, looking at, you know, where's the city going to be 5-10 years from now. So for instance, social media. Right now we have, I think we have Facebook channels for the city, the police department, the fire department, and also the library. But what's that going to look like in 5 to 10 years? You know, we know that right now Facebook is the undisputed king of social media. They have over, I think it's like 1 billion users worldwide. They're not going to go away, but they're going to evolve over time. And so what does the city's social media presence look like? Are we going to continue to use Facebook in the next 10 years? Is that going to change? Are we going to move to Instagram or Nextdoor or another social media channel that gets invented from now and then? So that's what the communications plan is going to try to answer, is, you know, it's creating a roadmap for how are we communicating with folks right now, and then how are we going to be communicating with people 5 to 10 years from now.
Now, I think it was just wrapping up before you came, but the city website got a big refresh.
Yeah.
And looks quite different than it used to. And I imagine now that that is done, you're going to be spending some time on interfacing with that too.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a crash course training in updating the back end of the website. I mean, it's really slick. I mean, it's just, you know, great. It's easy to update, easy to manage. Folks can get on there and get the information that we need or that they need, as far as, like, you know, putting agendas up online, upcoming council meetings, news and press releases. I actually just created a landing page on the site where it houses all of my press releases. So in case, you know, somebody calls me or emails me and says, hey, I didn't get that press release, I can go, hey, here's the place you can go. It's all right there. So it just makes it easier for folks to access information about the city.
And even I was scrolling around on the site a couple of hours ago on some pages that I hadn't looked at. And for instance, even about getting certain types of permits or things like that, where in the old days, it used to be a couple years ago, it used to be, you know, a trip down to a department and saying, okay, I want the form so that I can, you know, get the permit to do this or that, or you know, apply to whatever. And more of that is available that way, but it's also available online, and you can print it off, or you can submit it directly online. I mean, it really, and it's just mirrors what is going on with every other avenue of government and business.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it's trying to bridge that gap between the citizens and the folks who work at the city, trying to make communication a lot more seamless and, you know, just easier for folks to gain information. And the new website is a big step forward in that regard.
So what's your view of city council? This is probably a new experience for you now, being on the city staff and, you know, interfacing not just with the city manager and the other folks you mentioned, but with the counselors that may have questions or input too.
Yeah, absolutely. So the city council's primary role is to govern and develop policies that benefit the residents of the city and also the city staff. The council gives those directives to the city manager, who then goes and implements them. So for instance, the council just set their new 2020-2022 goals. We have about 6 of them. So now that council has developed those goals, those high-level directives, the city manager is now going to create a plan with timelines on accomplishing those goals. So as far as my role in directly communicating with the city council, it's going to be sparse here and there. The city council has one employee. That's the city manager. And then I'm an employee of the city manager. So I want to respect that chain of command. But there'll be some instances where, you know, there'll be some situations where I might come in and help out some of the counselors. So for instance, we had the library celebrated their 1 year anniversary about, what was it, a couple weeks ago, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so in that situation, I got to sit down with the mayor and develop a speech and some talking points for him. So there'll be some overlap there a little bit.
So I imagine part of the process getting started was just literally walking around City Hall, you know, getting to meet people, seeing where things are, and not just at City Hall, but at the library and maybe even the city shops and other places where city workers are working.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I am just terrible with names. I'm great with faces. So, you know, I apologize to anybody that I've, you know, forgotten their name already. But yeah, you know, I can tell you that that first month was just a whirlwind, you know, getting to know all the staff people that work, you know, from engineering down in public works all the way out to, you know, our parks maintenance staff, the police department, the fire department. I mean, we got a great group of professionals working for the city. It's really fantastic.
One of the things I heard from some of the counselors as the idea of hiring a communications specialist, although there wasn't really a title as to what it would be called at that point, but hiring someone that would do what you're now going to do, was also when crises happened. Now, you were over on the coast while we were dealing with the snowpocalypse, Snowmageddon, whatever we're calling it, event at the end of last February and early March. That is one that while everybody seemed to work hard at doing things, that sometimes communication was hard because you had a substantial amount of people both inside the city and out, but even just speaking of city government, folks that, you know, were without power or didn't have internet or had some combination of it, or it was spotty. And so having all those different avenues to communicate to the media, but also to communicate in other ways as well. And I think that just sort of came up. People said, you know, it might have gotten a little better last February if we had somebody already doing this.
Right, exactly. And that's why one of our six goals is to update and implement the city's emergency preparedness plan. So we do have an emergency preparedness plan now, but kind of like what you mentioned, when it was developed, they didn't have a communication specialist. They didn't have a public information officer that's, you know, going to be there, boots on the ground, trying to make sure that information is going out to the public as quickly and effectively as possible. And, you know, kind of like what you said, you know, we live in a digital world where, you know, if a cell tower goes down, that means people can't use their phones, they can't get on Facebook. So as from the city's perspective, if something were to happen again, like Snowmageddon or an earthquake or something like that, what are our options? How do we get information out to people? So that's going to be one of the big projects that I'll be working on with the city manager, is filling those holes, putting in that information, and creating a plan that that is going to work effectively.
So in this process, have you talked to folks that do this type of job in other cities around Oregon, or is that something you plan to do?
Yeah, that's something that I plan to do. I'm going to be speaking with some folks here locally. I know, Tamara over at Douglas County, I think she's a PIO. We also have a PIO with the city and the police department. There's also some folks I'm going to be talking to that I know through networking in the PR field in Oregon. So I'll be reaching out to those folks and just kind of getting some nuggets of information from them so I can better form a good plan.
Just under a minute left on Inside Douglas County. So you mentioned being a runner and a hiker. Have you gotten much time to explore the area?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's kind of been dark and rainy as of lately, but as soon as the weather warms up and it gets sunnier, I plan on, you know, running outside and exploring all the parks. You know, I've been doing a regular loop down on in Stewart Park and some of the other areas of town. So that's kind of one way that I get to know a city, is just going out for a run and just exploring the town through that lens. It really helps me kind of get my bearings and kind of, you know, wrap my head around the city layout geographically.
All right. Eric Johnson, communications specialist for the city of Roseburg. First time on the radio. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by The Parent House. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.